Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another wonderful evening. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The day today is May 21st, 2016. And let's clear the date for people. So here we go, releasing the energy of the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's release from you situations that you may have in your life. Could be anything going on, some type of trauma or something. So here we go. Let's release that. So here we go. Think of your situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's release some aliens that may be in your room. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Here we go, on a count to 100 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh boy, they're coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So let's work with the light beings now. So bring up the light beings on your monitor screen. And we'll energize them, put peace energy into your room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Anne?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. If you haven't seen it yet, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out after our show tonight. If you want to send any questions or comments to us, you may send them via email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or just click on that link that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page, and we'll get it that way as well. So Ron did a healing call for us today, this morning here in the Pacific, at Pacific Standard Time. It was morning for many people. It was all different times of the day, I guess. And we have quite a few comments. I know Ron told me that it was an intense call, not quite as intense as the first one that he did, which is sort of how I felt about it. I feel very good and very relaxed from it. But I think it was a little more intense the first time, taking all that stuff out of us. So I have some comments about it, Ron, if you'd like me to read those.
Sure, that'd be great, yes.
Okay. Someone wrote, "Hi, Ron, thank you so much for this healing. It's very quiet in my apartment. Phone rang and stopped after the first ring. My body is feeling much better, and the skin on my hands changed, kind of smooth and glowing. Thank you so much."
Great.
And thanks for clearing the aliens. Sasha got very excited when the call started. My room is very quiet and peaceful now. Can feel energy returning to body parts. So that's wonderful. And this is an interesting, this is actually a question, Ron. Will all the clearings and healings we've done before this call be more effective now after removing the alien hardware?
I would say that would be correct, yes. So that's why, you know, we've been talking about doing the Earth Transport clearing to bring that into you over again, just do like a bundle of all your clearings that you've had. And you may have some, you know, extra results here, a big positive plus by doing that. we talked about that the last couple of shows, I believe. So if you haven't listened to them, just go into the archives, and we have mentioned kind of how to do that. So back to you.
Okay. Someone else wrote, removal of mosquitoes. I do not itch anymore. Skin feels different, but so much better. I have been seeing the skeleton, which is something you mentioned. There was kind of this outer thing around it, similar to a skeleton. So I have been seeing the skeleton off and on, seeing it breaking up, and I'm starting to feel different there, not sure yet how. So thank you, listener, for that. And dear Ron, thank you, thank you, thank you. The call was so amazing. As always, I feel great. I am so flexible. I'm skipping over to the ice cream parlor. That sounds like a great idea. Thank you for all you do for humanity.
Great.
Yeah. I do think, you know, people enjoyed that call a lot. So, wow, we've gotten in a bunch of messages just since I've been talking. People, I forgot to mention that it's Saturday night. Therefore, it's Saturday night on The Light Ship, our everybody's favorite show. And some people are starting to request rooms to visit, so I'd like to extend the invitation to everybody. If you'd like to request some rooms you'd like to visit on The Light Ship, send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click the fast chat link on, we've gotten two so far, on the BBS radio station page, and we'll visit those rooms. Okay, we have a request, Ron. Last night you cleared us of the moon, and someone is asking if you could do that again, please.
Okay, so let's do the back side of the moon. It's all that we see is the front side. So I'm assuming there's a back side. You know, there is, but, you know, what if there wasn't? But here we go. So I mean, they only let you see what they want you to know. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. Now that feels pretty good to me. And there is a backside. I have seen that before. But, you know, you won't really know because you can't see it. So it may just be like a one-sided coin, you know. Back to you.
Right, right. Okay. And I wanted to, there's a couple of things I wanted to bring up about last night's show. You did mention, as the call was starting today, Ron, that there were quite a lot of battles going on last night. So people who are in the special forces may have been feeling that, as Ron did. And last night we talked about putting on a healing, and I believe I misspoke and said the wrong healing. The healing to put on that helps sort of brings a light being into the picture, it's the earth protection. I think I said environmental protection by mistake last night. Both great free healings on Ron's website. But the one you want to do to kind of assist what's going on up in the sky with the aliens is the earth protection. And in fact, someone wrote in that it's how it's described right there. So I'll just read this, Ron, if that's okay.
Sure.
This timeline crash clearing will remove alien ships as they first come into our current timeline. It will also remove the link between the timeline that they are traveling from and our timeline. The alien timeline will be frozen, allowing the military to deal with it. And then it just says Earth Protection Timeline Crash. This clearing is for, and you put your name in there. For instance, I put my name in time and out of time. Is there anything else we should write in that line, Ron?
Nope,
or is that enough?
Nope, that's good.
Okay. We don't need our location or anything like that.
Nope.
And then you can put it on for as long as you'd like to run it. And that will probably be of assistance to the special forces, Ron, right?
Yeah, it can help, yes. Uh-huh.
Good. I think people like to hear that there's something they can do that helps a little, whether they're Oh, we're getting in a lot of requests tonight. And then also, Ron, you brought up, I think right at the end of the show last night, you started to talk about we could be attached to by aliens who are of our ethnicity. Like if we're Irish or Polish, we might be getting those aliens. And I was wondering if there's a way you could suggest us to, you know, more thoroughly or completely clear ourselves of those connections on the healings.
I don't know what clearing to use for that. Remember, since that particular group made your body and brought it here, you know, they have, like I was talking last night, they have a back door into you because they have the codes of your own creation through your DNA. What I talk about, you know, in case you're a newbie, you know, just think if you cut off everybody's head and then you put different heads on different bodies, you know, what will change will be the, you know, the height and, you know, height and width of people and skin coloring. And that's basically it. But the head is what really distinguishes you from somebody else. You know, you can look at different races. You know, maybe the jaws look different. You know, the facial features are different. Noses are different. You know, that's one way you can tell a lot of races is by the way the nose looks. But, you know, when you, and so that means that that alien race probably has that type of nose where they created the race that's here with that type of nose, we'll say, okay? So automatically, they have a backdoor into you. So, but we have so much inbreeding here that you know, you're probably everything anyway. But if you're just keeping it real simple, like I was saying last night, one race probably cannot enter into you because they don't have the key. They don't have that matching program. So you're kind of more controlled by the ones that are your basic you know, relatives. So, yeah, you could do clearings on that, but I don't know which ones to do. Because, you know, there's so many clearings on the website, and to try to pick out one or select one particular energy, you might go to go onto the alien attack page and maybe enter it into one of the boxes there, you know, for unknown. You could put, you know, like if you're Spanish, you could put your Spanish aliens, you don't want them to be coming into you or something, and just put that down on the entry box. We do have races there, a bunch of them, and then we also, I believe, have unknown on it. So you could put the Spanish alien races, and, you know, they may be connected into you much stronger than anybody else because they have the key to the back door to come into your energetic system. Or, you know, if you're, you know, say Greek, then, you know, put that down or whatever it is. And you could probably do a couple of them, but I would probably just do it one at a time. You don't want to get, you know, five things listed there. Because you want to see which one is having, you know, the most control of you. So that's always good to know who is doing what to you, what race or what individual aliens. So you're looking at races of humans instead of alien races that people normally talk about. So back to you.
That's really great. Thank you for that information. That's really helpful. I noticed, I should have asked you this right away because you probably won't remember, but I did notice during the call today and again on the beginning of in the beginning of the show tonight, you mentioned there seemed to be a lot of aliens coming to us and around us. And on the call you said they especially seem to want to be released. Do you think that's a good sign for all of us, Ron? Is something freeing up for helping us get rid of more aliens here?
Well, it's a good sign for the people who are doing that or listening because the ones that are around are normally going to be around you. I won't say that's 100% statement because they may have just come to you because maybe they know that you listen to this program and they have a way out. But I was doing that mainly so that the ones that are interfering with you you know, against your free will, free choice, are the ones that normally would be with you and they have a chance to leave. So, in so doing, if they were, you know, torturing you or doing things to you, without your awareness, or even if you did know about it, they have a chance to leave. So you're actually becoming freed up from them. I won't say it's going to free up humanity. Humanity has its own stuff going on, you know. And you have to be enough, awakened enough to even come on and stay with us on these calls that we have, because they are a little different. And it's definitely not mainstream. Plus, VBS's motto is that they're not mainstream, so we did it good with your program here. But you're helping yourself. And that's where you start. You help yourself first. And then by example of how you are behaving, people may want to know what you have done or why you're different. And from there, that's how you change the planet. You have to start with yourself first. And that's what I always tell people. You want to become like selfish. Don't try to change everybody else around you, et cetera, because it's not going to do any good, because don't waste your precious time to try to help someone else who doesn't really get it, because you want to work on yourself to get yourself freed up. Because it starts with you. And, you know, if you were to, we'll say, die tomorrow, and somebody said, well, how many clearings did you do on the website, you know, and you go, well, I did two, but I did about 50 for all my friends. And, you know, you would say, you know, back to yourself, I should have did those 50 for myself because I could still maybe be living here, you know. Because the ones that I did, they, you know, they're still here, but they don't get it. So always look at yourself as number one, because you need to clean yourself out. That's all you're doing, is taking away from yourself programs when you do any clearings on the website. So that's where you want to be, is to clean yourself out and let the other people who are in darkness or don't get it, that's their own problem. They have just too much mind control. You can always do the 2,000-year darkness program on them. But the main thing is, you know, look after yourself. So back to you.
Okay, we got another testimonial about the call today. I slept for a couple of hours after the call today. Could feel the ball joints rolling off my neck, my hands feel different, and my handwriting changed for the better. Thanks for another wonderful healing call. Maybe the exercise will actually help these old muscles now tighten up. So that's good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Now, someone has an interesting request, and we have done this before. And I don't know if you do this as part of the visit to the lightship or if it's even appropriate to do at this time, but they're wondering if we could have visit a defense ship.
Hmm.
You have done that, but, you know, it's been a long time.
That's been a long time, yeah. I thought about it about a month ago, but we didn't have enough time on the program. Okay, here we go, everybody. So we're going to go up to the lightship, and I'll just see if this happens to work with our lightship healing tonight, but regardless, we'll go here to do this. Here we go, going up. So I'll just count to five to go up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're on the lightship now. Now we're going to go to a special location where they have the defense fleet ships. So these are used only when they're needed. They don't go out and patrol things. You know, they don't go out and look for trouble. They only come to assist when there's something going on that's taken away free will, free choice. And so, and what I will say is that I would say at best, maybe 5% of them are being used to help the time-traveling soldiers, okay? So these are not what's being used in battles. But they may come to my aid. That's about it. So here we go. This is kind of neat. I haven't done this for quite a while. So there's we're in a special location, and they're hovering. The ones that I'm seeing right now are probably about 60 foot in diameter. Some go to about 100 feet. And they're probably about 4 foot off the deck. Remember, all these things materialize when you're there. And there's some steps coming down. They materialize instantly, and you're walking up them. They do have lights on them. Normally, they have green and, I think, red lights. I'm seeing, like, green and blue this time. And so you're walking up the steps. As you start to, as you go onto one step, a light now comes on. We'll say on the next step, so you know which way you're going, and the step gets illuminated. So you're walking up, and you're being greeted by some light beings that are there, and they're actually in uniform. And you may actually see the lightship insignia on their left pocket. On their shirt, and also they have the emblem that would be on the wrist area. So you're going to be seeing that, and we're going into the rooms now. They'll give you a little orientation. That'll probably take their time, if they were in time, maybe an hour. But for us, it's instant right now for us here. So they're going to allow you to sit down in the chair to operate the defense plate ship, and you already have your instructions. The chair has finger controls on it. There's also a band around your head, so as soon as you connect with any type of thought energy and or heart energy, it depends how you know it's going to be working through you. Remember, when you're in light, everything is going to be connected through light. So you're not going to be using really mind energy to think of anything, but it'll be instant. So here we go. And you also have like wristbands on. So here we go. We're going to be moving out of the light ship. And right now you're in their artificial gravity. So as you leave the light ship, a count of five, you're going to feel like your body is kind of floating. So here we go. Coming out. If the ship is moving, now you're propelling it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now you're outside of the light ship. You can move the ship around and point it backwards. It'll just spin instantly. And you can see the light ship, the little docking bay that you came out of. And now we're going to go to one of the planets of light. And we're traveling right now. And here we go. Going to one of them, so we're coming around the planet, kind of circling it to see where we want to enter the energy for the planet. So now we're going down, and we're landing now on this planet. The name of the planet, I can't tell you. Maybe no name. What I am seeing is a lot of really, really tall, kind of looks like ferns or tall grass. Tall for me is about 30 feet. So we're in there. There's some little trails, so we're getting out of the light ship, and we can walk on different trails. I'm seeing pools of water, and some of the water, you can just go into it, and it will automatically take you under the water. You can breathe under the water, and you're going to be going down into the planet. So that's what I'm seeing happening now. You can see different types of, like, fish, other life forms that are there. And you're breathing with the water going in and out of you, but right through your lungs, and you're getting the oxygen, and you're breathing perfectly fine. And we're just swimming around having fun. You may be able to see something there. And now we're going to be coming back to your own defense plate ship that you came in on. Everybody has their own. And walking up the steps again, and we're going to be taking off, so leaving this particular planet. And I'm going to go to a planet that is made up of gold energy. So this may be a different type of gold, what we have here, but we're going to that right now, and we're landing there. And there's like gold dust, so we could lay down if you like and put the gold dust on you. It'll probably do a lot of healing work on you. Gold is very pure. We'll just sit here for a while, maybe a couple of minutes, and just enjoy having the gold energy on your body. See if we have any comments if people are actually feeling it. It's very, very fine. If you blew at the dust, it would probably create maybe like about a 6 to 8 inch hole if you blew down on it. That's how fine it is. So enjoy this gold energy on your body. And do you have anything to add that you can see or sense? Anne, any comments about gold energy coming in?
Well, I would say I'm feeling this very, very powerfully. I felt like some very strong energy came up through my feet into my whole body. And I would say if people are feeling like I am, they're maybe not ready to type anything yet, Ron. I think you have us very powerfully in the moment and, you know, maybe more saturated with light, with source energy than we're used to. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I'm sure people will be commenting, and especially the we really love to hear from the people that do see, you know, and sense specifically things that are going on. And I'm sure we will hear from them in a few minutes. This is just wonderful, Ron.
Yes, let's hold the space for another minute here.
Such a treat.
And you know, if you have a physical condition that you're dealing with, request a healing right now with this gold energy. So let's see here. That's all that I'm sensing. You can, it's like some people are actually kind of digging a hole and kind of burying themselves in it. So.
Because they want to stay there.
yeah.
Keep me, light beings.
So I guess it's time to leave there, so we'll get back on the defense fleet, the ship that you're on, and we're leaving the gold planet. And we'll go back to the light ship. Remember, we're in, there's no gravity where we are, so you should feel like you're kind of floating. And on count to five, as we go into the light ship, you're going to feel the gravity on your body as we come in. So here we go. Coming back in. One, two, three, four, and five. You should feel like a little heavier. It's kind of hard to describe, but you're going to feel energy around you that's denser. And so now we're going to be coming back here. So coming back, one, two, three, four, five, and we're here now. So here we go. There's no battle going on. I didn't want to take people out into battle. So we went to places that are more peaceful here. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you. And that was really fabulous. And a listener, you have asked people who listen to the archives of these shows, either the BBS or the CTR shows, which are wonderful to listen to, and you can link to those also on Ron's website. But someone had written in a few days ago, or possibly even last week, and said that they listened to a show where you took people to a planet of light and asked if you would do that again. So that's nice, and then someone else asked for that tonight.
Great.
Whew. Okay, yeah, that was really amazing. And, oh, we do have some comments here. I'm going to assume they are. Someone said, visit to Light Planet, please. Go more often. Did some people try to stay? Did you really bring everybody back, Ron?
yeah, we're all back.
Okay. No stowaways up there. Someone said, I really felt like I was floating. Wow, amazing. Thanks, Ron. And someone wrote, gold dust makes me so peaceful, like under the sand, but it's gold dust. Love it. Well, that's interesting. So the dust, the gold, rather, was like sand. I didn't know if it was like rocks or...
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Like I said, if you blew on it, it would like leave like a, you know, 6 to 8 inch hole, say, where you're blowing. That's how fine it is. So to move that much material, you know, we'll just say if you blew into it, like if you were here like on a beach, you blew on the sand and it created maybe an 8-inch wide, 8-inch deep hole instantly, you know how fine that gold was. So.
Wow. Okay.
So someone has a question, Ron, about the New Earth transport, bringing it back to us on the special healing. And the question is, if you do that and you put all of your New Earth transfer healings on the special healing and run it, do you have to transfer it back again?
No, you don't.
Okay, so it doesn't actually leave there.
No, it doesn't leave. It's resonating with you back and forth continuously.
Okay.
So it's not that you're, you know, taking it away and it won't be put back there. No, it's an instantaneous transfer of energy to you.
Okay. So before the show, you and I talked about maybe doing some grid line removal clearings, and I thought, since we had such a wonderful experience of being off of the planet and really feeling that so strongly tonight, that would be the perfect thing to do, to maybe clear us of some grid lines. Would that be okay, Ron?
Yeah, so we'll clear your the grid line where you're sleeping, okay, in your bedroom, we'll say, or wherever you sleep at. So here we go. Let's clear that energy and see if it'll bring some peace to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do your work environment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So.
Okay, I definitely felt like something shifted.
Yeah, I want to go back to the light ship, and this will be part of our light ship session tonight. So I'm going to go back again, and this part will not work on the archives. The sample will, that we did earlier, it'll work, you know, three times for people. This part will not. So we're going to go back to the light ship, and we're going to go back onto the defense fleet ships. We're not going to go into any other rooms. And we're going to go back to that gold planet. So we're in our light ship now. We're leaving our defense fleet ship. We're leaving the light ship. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just left the artificial gravity on the light ship, but now you're kind of in space where there's no gravity. We're traveling to that special planet that we went to. And we'll go to probably the same location that we landed there to experience the gold energy. And so if you have any physical ailments right now, at least one thing, you know, not a whole bunch, but one particular area like we do, we go on to the light ship. Well, let's request, or you can request out loud anyway, what parts you want to have worked with on your body. You know, maybe you have maybe a cut or something on your body. Maybe you have lung congestion or something. And we're going to work with this really, really fine gold energy to see if we can help with the healing on you. So, and the energy is conscious. So it may actually, we'll just say, go to that location and put its energy signature there of gold where your problem is. So do request right now, and we'll be doing this for about 5 minutes. And just maybe jot down on a piece of paper possibly what you're feeling. Because remember, you're out of time, and when we get done with this here, you may not have any recall of what actually happened. So here we go. We need some more energy from us here. And our energetic bodies are now having some healing work done in that particular area where your physical body has a problem. And remember, everything in these energetic bodies also, you know, if you have, like your spirit, if your physical body has, we'll say, a cut, so does your spirit, and so does your energetic body. They look like you also. So they're working, or the light beings are there working with you with this gold energy. So the light beings that live on the gold planet are here to help you. They're not from the light ship, but they're living on this planet. So you may see some gold beings doing some working, you know, networking with you to give you a remedy for your healing. So request your healing again. It just looks kind of neat as you're, you know, working with your one area that we, you know, specified, plus you're getting all this other energy of gold all around your body. It's like in a golden shower. And this energy is just coming up all around you. And some of the finer energies are actually going in between your cells and putting gold energy there. And it gets released also, comes in and out of you. In a sense, it's like breathing air, and the air is gold. So more energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I guess we'll just come back right now. We'll stay for one more minute here. So again, request your one particular healing. See how you're doing. You may want to walk to see if you feel any difference in your body here. You're bilocated, so you're there and here at the same time. And it just, to me, feels very peaceful. I guess we'll come back. So we're going to the defense fleet ship that you came on, that you're actually, you know, flying. And we're coming back to the light ship. And I'll count to five as you get put into the artificial gravity. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're there now. And now we're going to come back here from the light ship. So coming down. And your animal pets came with you also. So flower, tree, yard, and plants. So here we go. Coming back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann. Back to you.
Okay. Well, that was just terrific, Ron. I'm sure we will get some more comments about that. There's a question here that is, I think, perfect timing for me, I know, because I need to think a little bit to keep talking and getting through this show. So someone said, on the last show, I believe this was actually, well, it's been a while, last Monday or Wednesday, you discussed the importance of non-thinking or no thinking. I've been exploring what to think in order to get my personal stuff done. How does this work exactly, to think or not to think in regards to getting things done? So I thought that's very appropriate since we're all dealing very in the now. How do we, when we have to go back to the real world, the third dimensional world here and do stuff, how do we make that adjustment?
Your body will start to understand what it's about. Let's see here. Okay. Let's just say that you get a bill in the mail, okay? It could be a water bill or a phone bill. In fact, we'll use a phone bill. So the old days, they used to tell you all the numbers that you called. I don't think they do that any longer. Maybe they might, but normally you have, like, unlimited usage if you have a cell phone, so they're not going to tell you everybody who you called normally. So let's just look at that. So we'll go back to the old days before they had this technology, maybe 30 years ago, we'll say. So you get your phone bill in the mail, and you look at it, and you go, wow, my bill is $50. Who did I call, right? And now you're going through the bill, trying to figure out why it normally should be $25, we'll say, and it's $50. So what happens when you look at it that way? So this is when you're not in the moment. So you look at it, and you kind of figure out, who does that number belong to? You know, how long, why did I talk 5 minutes? You kind of go over your whole bill. And each one of those phone numbers are putting you on timelines. Okay? And so you get done with your bill after 10 minutes. Now you're on all these timelines, not knowing about it, but you got on them because you chose to look at something. So Now, if you were to be in the present moment, you would look at the bill. You wouldn't really look at too much else on it. You might look at the numbers, but they're not going to imprint in you, okay? You're going to see it. Notice that there's a lot of data on each piece of paper, with maybe a number on the bottom of what that page is costing you, but you're not really going to investigate it. And you're going to look at the total, and it's $50, and get out your check. If you use a check, your checking account, and write it out for $50 and put it in the mail, and you're done with it. That's simple. The older you would be the one that wants to scrutinize it, try to figure it out, take it apart, and everything else, and that puts you on all these timelines, which is all duality. And so that's what happens. And then what's going to happen, you may look at one of those numbers and you go, oh, yeah, this is my sister who was really upset with me, you know, 2 weeks ago. And I remember that aggravated phone call, and she called me all these names and going on and on and on. Now you're on probably 500 more timelines because you're bringing up that emotion. So that's the way you work with it when you're in the now. Instantly, you know what it is. You don't have to really worry it to death, take it apart, dissect it. It's there, and it's done with. So hopefully that kind of helps people. But you will have a body consciousness. That will be spirit. Now you have mind consciousness, mental consciousness, trying to figure something out, and that's duality. Is this good or is this bad? Is this correct? Maybe they made a mistake. I only talked for 3.5 minutes. Why are they charging me for 4? Okay? And so you get off on these tangents, and they're there to take you out of your peace energy, to put you on timelines. Hopefully I answered that question so you can understand it. The more you do the mind to heart drop, the more you're in the present moment, the more you're working with your body consciousness and your spirit, because you need them both to live, okay? And you're going to get your answers a lot quicker and faster, because you're, going to have that awareness around you that probably won't be tuning into the negativity. So if you enter into trying to figure something out, you want an answer, okay, you're still going to be in duality, but then get back into the present moment, and all of a sudden, if you're, trying to read something that's technical, and maybe it's 50 pages in length, the old you would be reading all those 50 pages. The new you will open this little pamphlet up or whatever, come through it within probably 15 seconds. And all of a sudden, you stop at page 18, look down two-thirds of the way on the page, here's my answer. I got it. Thank you. Otherwise, you get put onto timelines with all the other information, and you're bogged down. So that's the way it works. And I'm sure people out there kind of realize this at times, because when you are in the present moment, time flies and you get your answers instantly. It's when you try to figure things out is when the problems occur. Then you're on timelines. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great information. Someone wrote in about the trip to the gold planet. I am feeling like I am floating. I feel so peaceful. This is so strong. Thanks, Ron. And somebody else said, enjoyed being drenched in gold dust, felt an adrenaline rush as we went to the defense fleet. Maybe that's what I was feeling. On the grid line clearing, felt so weightless under our beds and desks. So thank you for that. And then someone wrote, very relaxing, feel very tranquil and still in my body. My mind went blank, and I typed too well. Our minds left us on the lightship visit this time, but losing my mind is a really good thing. For a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. So earlier in the show, someone wrote in, actually it's the person that requested that you clear us from the moon, which you did, and they also asked for a sample of the loneliness clearing. Now, I wonder, could anyone be experiencing loneliness right now, Ron, after that visit to the lightship and the planet of light?
Well, you should be in the present moment, so you really should be feeling the loneliness. So if you are feeling lonely, then that means you're not in the now, because now you're into the duality energy. So I don't know what to say on that. You know, I'll do a clearing for loneliness, but by doing this clearing, I'm putting you, people listening, I'm putting you into the loneliness timeline. I don't want to really do that. So, you know, I don't think I want to do that clearing.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
As you start looking at stuff, it's like pulling the carrot out, you know, you're planted a bunch of carrots and you don't want to know how long it is and you want to know if ready to eat, but you keep pulling it out. And I'm not saying the person who, is in the loneliness situation here, but you need to realize that once you have a clearing, it's done.
Right.
So don't keep looking at it. If you did a loneliness clearing, you shouldn't feel lonely. You do your whole lifetime clearing of loneliness. That's on the website. If you haven't done that, then do that clearing. You know, one sample is not going to take away this from you. It'll take away one incident that you felt lonely with. But you could have, 10 million of these incidents throughout your life. So find peace, and the peace will be by doing the clearing. Back to you.
Okay, great. So we've been having some great discussions the last couple of shows about us commanding that time stop, for instance, while we sleep and while we do that transport, bringing the energy back. And someone wrote in a request, can you on the show say the time stop out loud for us? I'd like to have a playback of Ron doing it for sleeping.
I don't know what to do for that.
Well, so, I think the person is looking for, you know how we have recorded the help enslaved aliens leave Earth, and have recordings of the 12
okay.
source energies.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, what I'll do is count to 10 to stop time. So here we go. We're going to be stopping time for everybody. And this will allow you to feel how it is when time is stopped on the alien timeline. And the timeline is still with you, but you're not going to be moving on the timeline. So you're not going to be in duality. Here we go. Stopping time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right now, time has stopped for you. Okie doke.
Thank you so much, Ron. I have a feeling that request was from the wonderful listener that makes those nice recordings for us. So if we do get that recorded, if he sends that to us, then we will share that with our listeners. Okay, we have another message, Ron. Today was my first hydraulic removal clearing. Phew! Going to the gold planet was a first time for me. I was greeted by a female gold being who communicated non-verbally, and I wondered if this was appropriate, but was guided into the dust by her. Going to the gold planet the second time, Ron mentioned gold beings, and she smiled a big smile, interesting and reassuring. That answer regarding non-thinking was great. Thanks, y'all. Someone from the South, that's the person that asked the question about thinking. And thank you for the question.
Yeah, so as you do more of the mind a heart drop, and you do need to get a day planner, but as you do it more and more, you're going to find things are much easier for you. Mainly because the aliens don't want you to get out of the box. They want to keep you enslaved, okay? So as you start doing more and more of these, some of that programming that you really know nothing about will start to leave you or not work. It'll be kind of inactive. And so as you just keep doing more and more clearings, even if you can't afford anything at all, I would say, scrape the money up and do your emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one. But, you know, there's other ones too, but basically that's what you need the most. But if you just do all the free ones, you're going to find yourself feeling better, and that's still taking away stuff, and that's, you know, is a big help for you. But the main thing is to clean out your energetic bodies. That's what we talk about all the time. And you could call them electromagnetic bodies. There's so many of them that make up your physical appearance here that, you know, you need to get them cleaned out so you don't have troubles and problems in your life. And that's the dying process. They get activated and get filled up and leak the energy into your physical body and kind of cloud everything up and cause, you know, more duality in your life and more pain. So the whole thing is to get more in the present moment. Don't go searching for a lot of information on the internet or browse the TV to get news, because that's all going to put you on timelines. Remember, once the mind gets activated and it wants to do something, it has a mind of its own in a sense. And if you start looking for an answer by having a question, it'll go on forever. And you'll get everything you want to validate what you're thinking, whether it's correct or incorrect. But the mind works that way. So you need to tell it to stop, but most minds are like a runaway train. You can't, you know. If you would have known about what I talk about when you're younger, you'd be very peaceful right now. But would the mind want you to be in peace? You know, the answer would be no, because it wants to keep active in you. It doesn't want to, in a sense, give up its identity and its life. So it's with you, and it wants to control everything. So as you become more peaceful, then you're self-empowered, and you are controlling your life because you're controlling peace. And once you become peaceful, then you realize that what you lived throughout your whole life is meaningless. There's no validity in being upset all the time as far as trying to figure out something. You know, there's people out there who, you know, they hear something maybe on the net, and they want to figure it out. Is it right or is it wrong? When's this going to be happening next? You know, when's the sky falling in? When's California going to sink into the ocean? And they'll look for data on all this stuff. And, you know, they will get information. Whether it's right or wrong, it's still valid on the timeline that it's on. But you're tying yourself into timelines. You don't want to get in timeline. You're in the alien agenda. You're in the continuous abduction process. You don't want to do that. Just become peaceful. Get back to who you really are and, you know, have your spirit start to connect with you. Because without doing anything, without doing stuff, you know, if you get out of the timelines, then you're more connected with your spirit. So the whole thing is to, you know, get off duality, get off timelines. Back to you.
If I could just add to that, Ron, we've been getting what I feel are many more letters from people in CLS questions, and maybe you're getting them on your email too. People are just finding you, and I feel that it's the numbers are increasing since that, I think it was April 22nd is the date when you had the big alien clear out. I feel some kind of mind energy was taken away, and more people are open to your information and finding Creation Lightship. But it's interesting that their journeys are very similar to even mine, I remember, and probably everybody. And one of the things that people do when they first are reconnected to Creation Lightship, they kind of, first they're opened up and they're thrilled and they get it and they feel clear, but then they try to figure things out, you know, and they write down a lot of things and they have a lot of questions for you. And there's nothing, you know, wrong. I totally understand that. I'm not laughing at the people because I did that too. But it's the same thing you're talking about, right, Ron? You can't really figure out or learn about source energy and Creation Lightship.
Yeah, it's difficult trying to figure out where it is, what it is, everything else. It's just peace energy. And so the bottom line is you want to be peaceful or not. And if you want to become peaceful, the website is full of clearings to take you away from duality, to clean out your energetic bodies that are keeping you in duality, harming your physical body, and once you get into peace and you know what peace is, then you start, you know, backtracking yourself because you want to be like the baby that you were when you first came in here without any mind energy working. So that's sort of where you want to get to and have your full consciousness and awareness. When you do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, instantly your past is like erased from you. You're actually being reborn again of the spirit. That's what it would actually mean. And the spirit doesn't judge. So right away you're taken out of most of your life issues that you've had. Dramas and traumas are just taken away instantly. Half an hour, you're done. Unless you're really, really old, but you can clear out about 2 years every minute. So basically if you're, you know, 20 years of age, clearing will take about 10 minutes to do and you're done. One time through and that's it. So with the Nikon, and don't go back and look at your life. You don't want to dredge up the old stuff, you know, it's gone. Yeah, what's in your DNA that's still corrupted, if it's not brought forward and activated, it's fine, it's dormant. It's you that activates it over again. So back to you.
Okay. We have another comment about our trip to the light tonight. Thank you so much, Ron. The Planet of Light trip was amazing. I felt the gold dust pulsing around my back on the first visit. On the second visit, I was face down and felt my skin burning like hot sand. Home sweet home. I mean, I think they mean in a good way. Not burning, but, you know, that good feeling when the sand is warm.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
I would say it's probably taken out impurities, toxins out of your body. That's probably what you're feeling as far as heat energy will say as the stuff was leaving you.
Right. Okay, so someone's looking for clarity about the stopping time. I thought when on the show we are stopped, time is stopped, and I think that's true, isn't it, Ron, that when we're in the now, or the whole time we're on the show, so time is stopped for us.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And you spoke that, though, so that we can use it at other times when we're not listening to the show. For instance, before we go to sleep at night, we could play you saying you're stopping time. So you just kind of gave us another wonderful tool. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you could probably just re-record that if you like, play the archive, right. and just record that. You know, it's probably like 15 seconds of length to put on an analyst loop type of thing. That would work fine too. But it could help, and I believe the person that asked for that may present that to us at some point here where it could be available for people to click on it, I think.
That'd
so anyway, or to send it to people, you know. So we got a couple minutes to go here. And we have the 8-hour call tomorrow and starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. So it'll be another wonderful call. This is where we get rid of the alien critters that you can't see. That are living inside of you, and they could be any size. What I'll do, some people have some octopus energies inside of their bodies, and I'll just release one of the octopus energies. The tentacles are around your neck, so if you find yourself breathing a little bit less right now, it's because they're probably tightening up because they don't want to leave, but here we go. Just take off the first tentacle. There you go, and it's also around your lungs, rib cage. Here we go. First one's off on your neck. Next one will work on your two lungs here. There we go. That's released. Number three, it goes up and down your spine. Number four, this is wrapped around the top of your head, forehead. There we go. Number five, around your neck again. Number six, tentacle. That's wrapped around your legs. And number seven, solar plex energy. And number eight is wrapped around your heart, taking that one off. There we go. And getting rid of the body now. Okay, coming out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that one is released from you. I don't normally name these things anymore on the conference calls, but this is one of the energies that we do release from people. We have black widow energies, octopus energies, squid energies. Boy, there's so many black widow energies, caterpillars in your joints. Boy.
Jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish, and there's worms, so all kinds of things. So, back to you.
Okay. Wow, that was another fabulous treat for us. As I always say, this is such a great call to come on live. If you have to listen to all the other shows on the archives, the Saturday night show is always wonderful. So in addition to tomorrow, next Saturday, the 21st of May, is the Shackle Slavery Removal Call. And that's going to start at 10 a.m., just like today's call, Pacific time. It is $30. You pay for that by sending a donation through PayPal on Ron's website and forwarding your receipt to Ron. And also, next month, in addition to the Ascension 4-hour Ascension call and the 3 8-hour healing calls, there's going to be a organ restoration call, which is a very powerful physical healing. And that's June 27th, which is a Monday. It's going to be after the Monday radio show at 5:15 p.m. Pacific time. And that call costs $50. I just want to keep announcing that so everyone has plenty of time to plan and have it on their calendar, because that's a really, really powerful clearing. Okay, and I think we're pretty much ready to say goodnight, Ron. If you want to do the mind to heart drop with us, let me just see. There's one more email just came in. Oh, just thank you both so much. There are no words. Peace and blessing. So thank you, listener. I'm glad. That's a lovely way to end our show.
Okay, so I guess next Saturday we have another type of clearing. That's the one that you talked about. I can't recall what it is here.
Shackles.
Shackle, yeah, that's right, shackle clearing. Week from today, starting at 10 o'clock. What you do is you just do like you did before. If you want to get on that call, $30 donation, send me the information. They're normally near the end of the week, Thursday, Friday. And then from there, I'll send you over the login information to do the call. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So expanding your spirit out loud. You say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings, thank you. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, co-hosts and ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.